Chapter 100. I was nervously anxious about my altered looks. I loved my darling so well, that I was more concerned for their effect on her than on anyone. I was not in this slight distress, because I at all repined. I am quite certain I did not, that day, but, I thought, would she be wholly prepared? When she first saw me, might she not be a little shocked and disappointed? Might it not prove a little worse than she expected? Might she not look for her old Esther, and not find her? Might she not have to grow used to me, and to begin all over again? I knew the various expressions of my sweet girl's face so well, and it was such an honest face in its loveliness, that I was sure beforehand she could not hide that first look from me. And I considered whether, if it should signify any one of these meanings, which was so very likely, could I quite answer for myself? Well, I thought I could. After last night, I thought I could. But to wait, and expect, and think, was such bad preparation, that I resolved to go along the road again and meet her. So I said to Charlie, "Charlie, I will go by myself and walk along the road until she comes." Charlie, highly approving of anything that pleased me, I went and left her at home. But before I got to the second milestone, I had been in so many palpitations from seeing dust in the distance, though I knew it was not, and could not, be the coach, yet, that I resolved to turn back, and go home again. And when I had turned, I was in such fear of the coach coming up behind me, though I still knew, that it neither would, nor could, do any such thing, that I ran the greater part of the way to avoid being overtaken. Then, I considered, when I had got safe back again, this was a nice thing to have done. Now I was hot, and had made the worst of it instead of the best. At last, when I believed there was at least a quarter of an hour more yet, Charlie all at once cried out to me as I was trembling in the garden, "Here she comes, miss. Here she is." I did not mean to do it, but I ran upstairs into my room, and hid myself behind the door. There I stood trembling, even when I heard my darling calling as she came upstairs, "Esther, my dear, my love, where are you? Little woman, dear Dom Durden." She ran in, and was running out again when she saw me. "Ah, my angel girl. The old dear look, all love, all fondness, all affection. Nothing else in it, no, nothing, nothing." Oh, how happy I was, down upon the floor, with my sweet beautiful girl down upon the floor too, holding my scarred face to her lovely cheek, bathing it with tears and kisses, rocking me to and fro like a child, calling me by every tender name that she could think of, and pressing me to her faithful heart. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.